Alaska's Bristol Bay is the sockeye salmon capital of the world. Much of the huge fishing fleet there is based 2,000 miles away in Washington state. But a proposed copper mine in Alaska could change all that. A long fight over the mine has torn communities apart, pitting one of the world's most valuable fisheries against what could become one of the world's biggest mines. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The Pacific Marine Expo in Seattle is the annual trade show for the fishing industry on the West Coast. Acres of booths for boats, sonar systems, life rafts, anything to do with commercial fishing. And this year, that means there was a lot of talk about a mine.
Back in this pit will continue to generate acid mine drainage for centuries and millennia into the future.
A six-member panel spoke about and mostly railed against the Pebble Mine in southwestern Alaska. It's an area with large mineral deposits, including copper and gold. Pebble's possible impact on water and salmon has troubled the fishing industry for more than 20 years.
There are quite a few of us, especially from Washington, that spent our summers in Bristol Bay.
Elma Burnham of Bellingham was in the audience. She and a few thousand other people head up from Washington State and Oregon to Bristol Bay each summer. They work on the boats and in the canneries that handle sockeye.
It's a big part of my income, just because Bellingham isn't known for paying high salaries.
Bellingham gillnetter M.J. Jackson also makes his living fishing Bristol Bay. So do his two sons.
2018, the biggest run ever in the history of Bristol Bay since recorded history. Ever.
Salmon runs in much of the world are in dire straits, but they're booming in Bristol Bay. 5 years in a row now, more than 50 million sockeye salmon have returned to Bristol Bay.
We are the largest sockeye producer in the world because we have a pristine habitat. This is a treasure. The world should care because there are no more places like Bristol Bay.
I'm sitting on the banks of the Little Togiak River, surrounded by big Alaskan mountains and lakes. That splashing you hear is countless sockeye salmon swimming upstream to spawn. The rivers and lakes here in the Bristol Bay area are factories for sockeye. Half of all the sockeye salmon caught in the world are produced right here. Bristol Bay's natural wealth hasn't always meant wealth for its people.
These communities exist in what is potentially the richest fishing grounds in the world for salmon, yet they are dying or have died. To me, that's failure.
Brad Anguson is an executive with the Alaska Peninsula Corporation. It's a native corporation owned by shareholders from five Bristol Bay villages. Anguson explains that the fishery collapsed in the 90s, forcing many locals to sell their valuable commercial fishing permits.
All of those permits went to people who lived down in Washington and, well, generally outside of the region and even the state.
Now, more than half the catch in Bristol Bay is caught by people from outside Alaska. That's left some locals hoping that a big mine can turn their fortunes around. Anguson's native corporation signed a deal to work with Pebble.
If our villages were healthy and sustainable and they had commerce, would we be in this position right now? Probably not.
If you take a small plane across the rugged, roadless expanse southwest of Anchorage, after about 100 miles, you'll hit Alaska's biggest lake, Lake Iliamna. From the lakefront village of Iliamna, it's a short helicopter ride to the Pebble Mine site. Larry Hill is a retired schoolteacher in Iliamna. He also spent a decade working as a bear guard for the Pebble Project.
This is a dumb question. What's a bear guard?
Well, gee. We have a lot of bears in the area. And the management was worried about getting mauled or the bears getting killed.
So the mining company hired locals as armed guards for the consultants doing preliminary field work. Even though he's worked for Pebble, Hill says he's torn about the mine project.
Keeps me awake at night. It could be worst case scenario or it could be the best thing for our area.
He's worried about what'll happen to salmon and other native foods if there's a spill of toxic mine waste. But he's also worried about Iliamna without the mine. His three grandsons have all moved away.
There are very few jobs here. I'm worried that our villages are going to just kind of dry up and go away.
Hill says the issue has divided families and friends.
People are kind of emotional about this because you feel deeply for the land. And I have some friends that just understood we don't discuss the Pebble Project.
Bristol Bay natives farther downstream tend to have a more negative view of the Pebble Project.
It threatens to take away all that we enjoy, the salmon, our pristine waters.
Alexana Salmon is the head of the Igiagig Village Council. In this isolated village, wild foods like salmon and caribou remain essential.
We have a right to maintain this ancient connection to our homelands. we've given up so much already. I feel like we've been pushed to the limits because we will feel the impacts on a disproportionate level than anyone else.
I appreciate that Alexana and others' fears are real, but I do not believe that they're based in science.
Pebble CEO Tom Collier stands to make a $12 million bonus if the mine is approved by next year. He says the mine poses no risk to the Bristol Bay fishery, and the Army Corps of Engineers agrees, but its conclusion comes from studies conducted by the mining company. University of Washington biologist Dan Schindler stands on the shores of Lake Nurka, where he has spent the past 23 summers studying this ecosystem, and more recently poring over environmental impact studies for the mine. He calls the industry-funded claim that the mine won't harm fish downstream
patently false. I think it's our obligation to advocate for credible science.
The Army Corps expects to issue a final decision later this year. Whatever the decision, lawsuits are expected. For Here and Now, I'm John Ryan.